AIM Liddy, the podcast. Tuning in, tuning out. First thing I want to speak about, because I see a lot of people listening to it, is when I said, don't let people in your life too easy. That's true. You shouldn't let people in your life too easy. Up north, you can't speak to nobody. People are very self-guarded. Down south, you meet people, they act like they knew you for years. But you don't know people. Notice I said you meet people, but you don't know the motive behind these individuals. And it's true, you can't let people in your life too easy. It's problematic. You know? So I go this to say that protect yourself. It's different meeting a female, dating, getting to know someone. That's different. But when you realize someone is not doing what you're doing, as far as like drugs, sniffing and stuff, then you have to move far away from that person. You have to. Because their doings is not of you. It's not something you condone in your household. Why would you surround yourself with it? You have innocent people surrounding themselves with people of drama. And it shouldn't be that way. Because that toxic energy gets onto you. You know? Then you find yourself in situations. It's kind of like the wrong place at the wrong time. You don't want that, people. Especially not for your child. So if reading, going to the library is his thing of constructism, then let him go. I know kids that pass from being around friends. Being around individuals who care nothing for them. Who puts them in danger because of their doings. So let's not surround ourselves with it. For real, we shouldn't, and it should take no place within our lives. Back then, I used to let people inside my circle so much, It's like you meet one person, he introduce you to the next. And it's like you surround yourself with that person. Boy, did he surround himself with that person. It shouldn't be that way. You meet this person at a car wash, and then they come surround themselves with you. It's a little weird. It's a little something that needs to be acknowledged. It's like you've been you've been waiting to meet someone, but you had to go through someone to meet this individual. Be careful. So the car wash was, you feel me? It was all a setup. But I prevailed. I succeeded. I distanced myself in time. Well, not in time, but now it's time. No one can do you no harm if no one's around you. This is the time you attract what you put out. I attracted being a star, somebody of significance. You got people attracting the streets, in the streets, clubbing. I attract books, learning. That's what I attract. That's what I attract. And I pause for y'all to meditate on it. The one that was sleeping around, y'all called the bum. Y'all called, oh, you don't want to work. Has did one thing and became recognized internationally. International. On thisis50.com. On many blogs that I don't even know about. Blogs that I can't even see on my phone just yet. Because it's not time for me to see it, but other people can see it. On YouTube channels with millions of subscribers. Let me lower it. Make someone happy. Who's generating money from his music? Who's generating money from all aspects and the things he does? Who has a person who makes sure he gets paid? This is not a financial advisor. It's a person who makes sure you're not cheated. But you have to do right for them to help you. That's staying out the streets. Now, I don't attract the streets. I attract wealth. I attract rewards. I attract trophies. That's what I attract. That's what I attract. I'm tired of being around negative energy. I need to be in people who think wise, likewise, like me. Think wise, likewise, like me. Or and think ahead of me. Enormous. Who know how to make money. So I can learn how to make more extra income. It's time we level up. I once had the girl I fell in love with. I thought this was it for me. Flew out there. Spent time with her. Did I love her? Yes, I was really in love. Emotionally, physically. Very much in love. It's not a question that I can't give an answer to. I was in love. I admit. But I felt like I also had to distance myself. Too much energy was being taken from me. That's when the chaos started to come in. When I realized I needed to take care of me before I could take care of someone else. The chaos and other women started coming in to sabotage, to discredit my ability, my generational wealth I was creating. Not just for me, but for those down the line. I feel like it was about to happen. How come when I like someone, you want to date the person? Why is that? Why is that? Well, everything I do, I absorb and I put my time into it and I like it. The enemy comes and tries to do the same thing and shows me. So tell me, who's jealous of who? Distance myself, people. They brought nothing to the table. Everyone I hugged with was dealers. Living with their mother. Living with their girlfriend. Dealers. Not achieving a damn thing. Doing the same thing now. At least I can say I got a trophy. At least I can say I made money. At least I can say I made history. At least I can say I've been rewarded. And tell your child he can get rewarded too. Do the right thing. Those people are stuck in that behavior. That's what they're attracting. They don't want to do better. I got a BET award, man. All I ask is for y'all to listen. I got that for a reason. Because I was using my time wisely. I got certificates. Why? Because I was using my time wisely. Some people might not listen. Some people still partying. Wasting time. I'm over here trying to find a job in remote so I can work from my computer because I love computers so much. So now, why not get a remote job? My family doesn't want me to work. I want to work. I'm used to it. Until someone comes along and ruins it for me. But I told you I handled that situation. So it should be no excuse now. Now we know why the jobs he get, the good jobs he can't keep. So what's the excuse now? We nipped that in the bud. And you don't have to work for somebody to have a job. You can work for yourself. I attach my business security number to my music. So every time someone clicks to my music, I get a cent. And it goes to my LLC. I made $3,000 from my LLC. I have to pay $1,000 in taxes. I did that. I did that. It gives me 2,000 left. Dude, I want that in cash? No, I don't want that in cash. I don't want to keep cash. You lose value when you keep cash. I want to put that into something. Let's put that towards a year lease in an apartment somewhere else. So I could travel somewhere else and live there for a while. Experience something different. Don't have to worry about bills while I'm there. Just receipts. Just receipts. Now I'm in second place in Virginia. First place is my homeboy, sports player. That's all I'm gonna speak about on that. I'm not gonna speak on him. Second place is net worth. That's why I was fighting so hard. That's why I was in so much pain. That's why I was in and out the hospital. Because I was fighting for equity, for net worth. So I could be worth something. Now I can get a nice house off net worth. That house is 4.5 mil. I'll take it. I take it in net worth. Matter of fact, I want to rent before I actually move because I never rented an apartment. That's withdrawal from the net worth. Use this in a beautiful environment in another state. Let me do a year lease. Yeah, let me do that. We was at $5 million, then we took $500,000 and withdrawed it. We put it in places we can't touch, things we wanted to use it for. Not for going to the store buying juice, not for buying chips, not for grocery shopping, not for being around friends, losing money, not for paying them for stuff. That's how you end up broke and poor again. Let's put this money into something. We know when the money come, they come. And then you lose value, you lose it. You lose money. Put money in a gas tank, you're losing it. It just decrease as it goes. So you have nothing. Like I said, after this, I should be able to walk to any apartment complex, any high rise, whatever I choose. I'm not choosing no high rise. But just saying, anywhere, and I want to rent, it should be possible. Keep streaming the music. Stream the latest projects. We shared that to Facebook. Scroll down so you see it. We have to keep working to earn people's respect. It's no more just laying around. People have to play the music for you to be settled, to say, I do this. That's why I always say, stream the music. Play a song that you don't like. It doesn't matter. Support. Play a song you do like. Play a song. I can see songs you can learn from. Just play. Play, share. I know people out there sharing, but I'm just let me know and just supporting me, just sharing projects, just sharing a vlog, just go typing Ain't the Rap on YouTube, just sharing things. Like, let me help this dude, yo. I could pay for marketing, which is a beautiful idea. That, but what I might do is pay for marketing. Can't really trust the people too much to support you. But when you come out of pocket, you know it's going to be thrown in their face. Tune in, people. Tune in. Tune in. Aim Lady the podcast. I spoke on a lot of things. I just need your ear to listen. Tune out.